It's been a relatively muted start for the Aussie market on Wednesday, with the ASX 200 rather flat at lunch, just down a few points after swinging between gains and losses in the first hour or so of trade. It's been certainly a very busy day in terms of company profit results, and that has certainly been part of the moves that we've seen on the market today. So what we've seen is some rather positive reactions for a number of high-profile companies, starting off with Fortescue Metals up quite significantly, up more than around 1.5%. It saw a record first half revenue number, helped by elevated iron ore prices over the period. Wesfarmers, the conglomerate, also jumping more than 3%. It saw its sales lift over 6% over the first half to about $15.2 billion. So improvements for the likes of Bunnings, Officeworks, and also Kmart, but Target sales did fall back a little bit on the prior year. They also announced that they sold about $1 billion worth of Coles shares, and that saw Coles share price today down around 4%. Elsewhere, Domino's Pizza is having quite a solid start to the Wednesday session, up around 12%, first half profit jumping 29%, and that's also prompted Domino's to lift its interim dividend as well. Elsewhere, Webjet, the digital travel business, up nearly 6%, Vocus Group up around 7.5%, and Cleanaway Waste Management jumping 13%. So some pretty big performances there. There have been some weights on the market as well, and the biggest one is CBA, the Commonwealth Bank, down around the 3% mark as it trades ex-dividend. It takes off about 15 points itself from the ASX 200 index. Elsewhere, in terms of corporate earnings, Tabcorp down around 5%. EML Payments, which is a payments company, down about 9% on profit numbers. And the biggest decliner is WiseTech Global, the software logistics firm, falling around 20%. Even with strong first half numbers, it's downgraded its full year guidance due to the coronavirus impact moving forward. And the Aussie dollar is relatively unchanged, just shy of 66.9 US cents, with December quarter wages data coming in line with the market's expectations.